Hello and welcome to today's Dennis Wing e-course. Today's e-course is on voice leading for jazz guitar. Okay, dokes. This course assumes that you know the five basic types of chords: major 7, dominant 7, minor 7, half diminished and diminished on the middle set of strings. Strings 5, 4, 3, 2. In four different positions. Okay, so if you don't know these by now, this is not the course for you. What I mean by middle set of strings, so if you, let's take C major 7, so it's string 5 fret 3, string 4 fret 5, string 3 fret 4, and string 2 fret 5. Sounds like this. Now, because we're only going to work with the middle set of strings, strings 5, 4, 3, 2, from now on, for the whole rest of the lesson, I'm only going to say the name of the fret, okay? So in this particular case, for a C major chord at the third position, I'm going to say 3, 5, 4, 5, okay? So I'm going from string 5 to string 2, and I'm only saying the number of the fret. I'm not saying the number of which finger to play it with. You know, that's all assumed that you know this. Now, we're going to get into the concept of voice leading. What is voice leading? Voice leading is a very, very powerful tool for comping jazz. It simply means, you know, a chord is a series of, is four or more notes. No, the definition of a chord is three or more notes, but in jazz, we tend to use four notes. The first, third, fifth, and seventh are typical, okay? And then voice leading means that you're going to lead those voices as smoothly as possible without making any one particular note jump wildly from one chord to the next. You know, if you had four people in a room who were singing, you know, in a choir, if they were singing an accompaniment to, let's say, a fifth person who was singing the melody, you wouldn't make any one particular person move, have to jump in large leaps. It would make the whole thing sound very, or potentially sound disjointed. You know, in the rock world, I mean, if you have a C chord, and then you have something completely unrelated to that, let's just say A flat. You would play your C chord at the, you know, eighth fret, for example, and then you'd go all the way down to the fret for A flat. So, but in jazz, let's say you have C major 7 and A flat major 7. You know, you could do the 8th fret thing and then go all the way down to the 4th fret. And that sounds fine, nothing wrong with that. But when you do voice leading, say you're at the 3rd fret where we started with our C major 7 chord. And then you go to an A flat major 7 chord. Now the voicing is 3, 5, 1, 4. So that's the A-flat major 7 voicing. And listen how smooth that sounds, number one. Number two, look at what changes here. The bottom two voices stay exactly the same, the C and the G notes. And the B note on the third string goes down to A-flat. That goes down to minor third. The top note, E, goes down to E-flat. So you have two voices moving not at all. One voice moves only a half step, and the other one moves a minor third. So overall, you're like talking, on average, less than a whole step per note. You know, it's probably one point something for average, less than a half step per note. So it's very smooth sounding. And there's another thing, too, that voice leading does, which is show you the connection between chords. Chords that were seemingly unrelated before, C major 7 and A flat major 7, are now very closely related. You know, two notes don't move, one note only moves half step, the other one has to move a minor third. But overall, you know, and then that's going to inform your soloing as well. When you're soloing, you see the interconnection between those two chords. And in learning to improvise between those two chords, for example, you'll recognize a lot of common tones, and you can certainly use that to inform your improvising. Most common progression in jazz is what they call a 1-6-2-5. Okay, it means that if you took the notes of a C major chord, this is a whole separate lesson called a harmonized scale, which we're not going to get into right now. This is assuming that you know this, but if you took a C major chord, a C major scale, and put chords on all those notes only according to the notes that are in the key of C, it would be C major 7, D minor 7, E minor 7, F major 7, G 7, A minor 7, B half diminished, back to C major 7. Okay, and it's sound, and then on the way back down it would be C. So if you assign Roman numerals to all this, you'd have C major 7 is 1, D minor 7 is 2, E minor 7 is the 3 chord in the key of C, F major 7 is the 4 chord, G 7 is the 5 chord, A minor 7 is the 6th chord, B half diminished is the 7th chord. And so you literally should assign Roman numerals. If you're not familiar with how to harmonize a scale, that's a whole separate topic. You should go, but I'll tell it to you in brief. You know, if you do whole half as intervals between the major scale, i.e., you know, C up a whole step is D, D up a whole step is E, E up a half step is F. So that's whole half, and then whole half. So you're at F, up a whole step is G, up a whole step is A, up a whole step is B, up a half step is C. That's whole half, meaning that you now have your C major scale, and then you put the following formula on it. The first note gets a major 7, second note minor 7, 3 is minor 7, 4 is major 7, 5 is dominant 7, 6 is minor 7, 7 is half diminished, and 8 is really 1 because the word octave means 8. You're back to C major 7. Okay, but we're going to take the 1-6-2-5, very common in jazz. You've heard it all. Okay, and that's just the building blocks for standard after standard after standard. Now, of course, let me just go back for a second. Each key has its own harmonized scale, but each key always follows the formula. Major, minor, minor, major, major, minor. I have to. Major, minor, minor, major, dominant, minor, half diminished, back to major. So write those out if you're not familiar with your harmonized scales. In this particular case, a 1-6-2-5 in the key of C is C major 7, A minor 7, D minor 7, and G 7. Again, that's C major 7, A minor 7, D minor 7, and G 7. And we're going to look at smooth voice leading. Prior to smooth voice leading, like I demonstrated before, you'd have something like, you know, C major 7 at the 3rd fret, A minor 7 at the 5th fret, D minor 7 at the 5th fret, G 7 at the 3rd fret. Something like that would be, you know, what someone not familiar with voice leading would play. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it sounds much smoother when I take this C major 7 chord, which is again 3, 5, 4, 5, and I play an A minor 7 out of it, which is 3, 5, 2, 5. The only note that changed at all was the third string went down a whole step. The other three notes were exactly the same. And it reinforces the powerful connection between any particular key and its relative minor. The A minor is the 6th chord of the key of C, which is the relative minor. And now you see why it's so powerfully connected to the relative minor, so powerfully connected to the 1 chord, because it's only one note different. One note different. And so an A minor 7 and a C major 7 are totally interrelated. In fact, if you want to go a little deeper, what you did was you took the 7th of the chord, the B note, and dropped it to an A. So this is actually the same exact thing as C6, So if you know A minor 7, you now know C6. It's just a question of what's in the bass note. If you're playing with a bass player, you know, you don't have to worry about that. You can play your notes in any order. Okay, so there's our smooth voice leading from C major 7 to A minor 7. Now from here, I'm going to go up to the 5th fret, which is, the voicing is 5, 7, 5, 6. Okay, and from there, I'm going to go to G7, the 5 chord of C major 7. And the voicing is 5, 5, 4, 6. Okay, so once again, D minor 7 is 5, 7, 5, 6. G7 is 5, 5, 4, 6. And then I'm back to C major 7. My overall sequence is C major 7 to A minor 7, D minor 7 to G7. And the voicings look like this. 3, 5, 4, 5, 3, 5, 2, 5, 5, 7, 5, 6, 5, 5, 4, 6. Okay, so pause the tape, or pause the recording here, and make sure that you're up to speed with that before you go any further. Comp each chord, you know, 4 times. And there's 1-6-2-5 in the key of C. Now there are 4 starting positions, as you know, and we're going to take each of those in turn. We just did the root position of the C major 7 chord. The next position is where the third is in the bass of the C major 7 chord. Okay, so it's called first inversion, right? So you have root position is with the root in the bass, first inversion is with the third in the bass, second inversion is with the fifth in the bass, third inversion is with the seventh in the bass, and that's how it works. All right, right now we're at first inversion, meaning the third is in the bass. The voicing looks like this. 7-9-5-8. Okay, 7-9-5-8. To make that an A minor 7, all you do is take the fourth string and bring it down a whole step. You have to rearrange some of your fingers. And now the voicing for A minor 7 looks like 7-7-5-8. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that. C major 7 is 7-9-5-8. A minor 7 is 7-7-5-8. Only one note went down a whole step. The rest stayed the same. For D minor 7, I'm going to go to 8-10-7-10. And then for G7, I'm going to rearrange 2 fingers. Fingers 1 and 2 stay the same in this case. And fingers 3 and 4 change. The voicing looks like this. 8-9-7-8. 8-9-7-8. So I'm going to review the D minor 7 to G7. It goes 8-10-7-10 to 8-9-7-8. And then that G major G7 chord leads you back to your original C major 7 chord. So I'm going to review this whole piece. This is starting from first inversion of a C major chord. It goes 7-9-5-8 to 7-7-5-8 to 8-10-7-10 8-9-7-8. Okay, and you comp each chord 4 times and it sounds like this. Done 2 out of the 4 possible middle string voicings. We did root position, we did first inversion where the third is in the bass. Now we're going to do fifth in the bass or second inversion. Okay, The fifth is in the bass on a C major 7 chord, so the fret numbers are 10, 10, 9, 12. Okay, 10, 10, 9, 12 for a C major 7. To make that an A minor 7, you take pinky and lower it down a whole step, so it's 10, 10, 9, 10. So again, 10, 10, 9, 12 is C major 7, 10, 10, 9, 10 is A minor 7. For the D minor 7, it's going to go 12, 12, 10, 13, and then G7 is 10, 12, 10, 12. Again, the D minor 7 to G7, 12, 12, 10, 13, 10, 12, 10, 12. And that takes me back to my C major 7, which is, of course, 10, 10, 9, 12. And then comp each one 4 times, and here we go. Okie dokes. We did root position, we did first inversion, we did second inversion, now it's time for third inversion, where the 7th is in the bass. The voicing's all the way above the 12th fret, which is 14, 14, 12, 13. So again, C major 7, 14, 14, 12, 13. A minor 7, you drop the lowest voice down a whole step, rearrange some of those fingers, and now you got 12, 14, 12, 13. Again, 12, 14, 12, 13. All right, so C major 7, 14, 14, 12, 13 to A minor 7, 12, 14, 12, 13. For D minor 7, I'm going to go all the way up to 15, 15, 14, 15 to G7, which is 14, 15, 12, 15. Again, D minor 7, 15, 15, 14, 15, and G7, 14, 15, 12, 15. And that takes me back to my C major 7 voicing, which is 14, 14, 12, 13. 14, 14, yeah, I said it right. 14, 14, 12, 13. All right, comp it 4 times each. 2, 3, 4. Good. And so that's 1-6-2-5 middle set of strings, smooth voice leading. Now, once you've mastered all this, you can take a chord progression that, like, the two most common types of chord progressions in jazz are ones that go around in fourths and ones that go down in whole steps. All right, we're going to take the one that goes down in fourths first. Now, again, this is assuming you know about your harmonized scales and you were able to write those out in every key. So, for example, the 1-6-2-5 in the key of C that we did was C major 7, A minor 7, D minor 7, G7. If you move in fourths, the next key after C would be F. A fourth up from C, okay? Which means the 1-6-2-5 of that key is F major 7, D minor 7, G minor 7, and C7, all right? So in order to go from one key to the next, we're going to actually play it in reverse. Instead of 1-6-2-5, we'll play 2-5-1-6. And to get in the key of C, this, of course, would be D minor to G7, to C major 7, to A minor 7. This is the same thing we did before, except we're just changing the order to 2-5-1-6. Now, in the key of F, the 2-5-1-6 is going to be G minor 7, to C7, to F major 7, to D minor 7. Again, G minor 7, to C7, to F major 7, to D minor 7. All right, so what does it sound like for voice leading? The whole thing can be played around the 3rd fret area. So we're going to start actually at the 5th fret for D minor 7. The voicing is 5, 7, 5, 6, which we saw before, to G7, 5, 5, 4, 6, which we saw before, to C major 7, 3, 5, 4, 3, to A minor 7, 3, 5, 2, 5. All right, and then this time, instead of repeating that, we're going to do a 2, 5, 1, 6 in the key of F. G minor 7 looks like 5, 5, 3, sorry, 5, 5, 3, 6. C7 looks like 3, 5, 3, 5. And F major 7 looks like 3, 3, 1, 5. And D minor 7 looks like 3, 3. I might have said 1, sorry. On the F major 7, it's 3, 3, 2, 5. And the D minor 7 is 3, 3, 2, 3. All right, I'll walk you through that again. Again, the most common progression within a key is 1-6-2-5 or 2-5-1-6. And the most common movement between keys in jazz is up a fourth. So in this example, from the key of C to the key of F. So we simply took a 2-5-1-6 of one key, and then 2-5-1-6 of the key that's up a fourth in this exercise, in order to get you with smooth voice leading. Again, the voicings are D minor. So the overall progression: D minor 7, G 7, C major 7, A minor 7, then G minor 7, C 7, F major 7, D minor 7. The voicings look like this: D minor 7, 5, 7, 3, 5, 7, 5, 6, G 7, 5, 5, 4, 6, C major 7, 3, 5, 4, 3, 3, 5, 4, 5, and A minor 7, 3, 5, 2, 5. Then G minor 7, 5, 5, 3, 6, C 7, 3, 5, 3, 5, F major 7, 3, 3, 2, 5, and D minor 7, 3, 3, 2, 3. It sounds like this: 2, 3, 4. Dokes. Now, I recommend you spend time practicing that. And of course, that whole thing can be done 4 more times, believe it or not. So we did a D minor in root position starting at the 5th fret. We could do a first inversion D minor starting at the 8th fret with the F in the bass. That we would call first inversion. And so the whole sequence can be played up there. I'll give you the voicings. The voicings are 8, 10, 7. 10 is D minor 7, G7, 8, 9, 7, C major 7, 7, 9, 5, 8, A minor 7, 7, 7, 5, 8, and then G minor 7, 8, 8, 7, 8, C7, 7, 8, 5, 8, F major 7, 7, 7, 5, 6, D minor 7, 5, 7, 5, 6. Notice that you're beginning and ending on a D minor, but the first one and the second one are one inversion away from each other, if you can understand what that means. Okay, so that's the second way to play it. The third way to play it is a second inversion D minor, where the 5th is in the bass. The voicing is all the way up here at the 10th fret, so it looks like this: 10, I'm sorry, 12, 12, 10, 13 for the D minor, 7. G7 is 10, 12, 10, 12. C major 7 is 10, 10, 9, 12. And A minor 7 is 10, 10, 9, 10. And then you move up to G minor 7, which is 10, 12, 10, 11. C7 is 10, 10, 9, 11. F major 7 is 8, 10, 9, 10. And then the D minor 7 is 8, 10, 7, 10. Alright, so again that's G minor 7. Starting at the 10th fret. C7, 9th fret. F major 7 at the 8th fret. D minor 7 at the 7th fret. When I say that, I mean that's where the lowest note is. It's on the 7th fret, right? And then the third, the last set of inversions you should be able to figure out, because we've been doing them all, and there's only one left, which is the D minor 7 with the 7th in the bass, right? Call it third inversion, and it's all the way up at the 14th fret, so the voicing is 15, 15, 14, 15. G7 is 14, 15, 12, 15. C major 7 is 14, 14, 12, 13. And A minor 7, 12, 14, 12, 13. And then you move up to G minor 7. It's 13, 15, 12, 15. C7, 13, 14, 12, 13. F major 7 is 12, 14, 10, 11, and D minor 7 is 12, 12, 10, 13. All right, the whole thing sounds like this in that inversion. So now you have four different places to play the 2-5-1-6 progression in two different keys, all in the same area for smooth voice leading. Practice them, and you will see that when you take it to a standard, suddenly your ability to change between any chords come much, much faster.